Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is Friday, December 30th, and my name is Mark Rector. During this season, we'll be reading passages of Scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled, Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 through 29. And after I read the passage, I'll share some of my devotional thoughts on the passage. I'll be reading today's passage in the NIV, the New International Version. Today's devotion is titled, This Must Be the Place. Join with me as we read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 through 29. You have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm, to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further word be spoken to them, because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, I am trembling with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12, 18 through 21 describes the situation surrounding the Israelites when they received the law at Mount Sinai back in the Old Testament. When Moses received the law from God at Sinai, it was a pretty terrifying scene. A burning fire, darkness, gloom, and storms. Animals were stoned to death if they touched the mountain. And Moses was recorded saying he was trembling with fear as he performed his role as mediator between God and the Israelites. In Hebrews 12, 18 through 29, God's judgment takes front and center stage. Before an almighty God, Moses and the Israelites could hardly bear what was commanded, and they certainly could not be in God's presence directly. But in the midst of this judgment, we see that God, the gracious and merciful judge, has granted his people access to the place to dwell with him forever in Zion. Under the old covenant, access to the mountain was limited. However, under the new covenant, brought forth through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, you and I are given access to the place where we can dwell with God and enjoy him in Christ forever. On the surface, it's a no-brainer. Who would want to go back to gloom, fear, darkness, and death when the living God, the assembly of angels, the church universal, and Christ himself are awaiting us in Zion, the new and better place? But the reality is that you and I do not always cherish and pursue things of eternal value and significance. In his address, The Weight of Glory, C.S. Lewis comments, it would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about when infinite joy is offered us, like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased. At the end of this passage in Hebrews 12:28, we are promised that the kingdom, the place we've received, cannot be shaken, and so we are called to be thankful and worshipful in all we say and do. Through Christ's incarnation, his coming to us, our eternal place has been made. I hope and pray we will all dwell in that place with gladness and confidence in the days ahead. Let's pray. Father, we praise you that you have made a place for us, your people. Father, we long for the day that we can be with you in eternity. Yet, God, show us right now, in these days that we have here on earth, God, what it looks like to serve you in our place, to love others, Lord, to work and have relationships, Lord, for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, and it's in his name that we pray. Amen.